is an expression of the forces of the animal or of the astralic forces. On the other hand, you have wherever you have this situation, you see that is an expression of the forces of the plants, of the etheric forces. Now, you can have a lot of them, the OC, CO2, and how that goes in and goes out. You can follow it yourself, and you will see always as a polarity. And you will see what a nonsense it is to say that a higher plant is an animal. That is, it's the opposite of it. So differentiated that you can see whenever we find something that we can see where it comes from. So that as a condition that we understand when we are confronted with a situation later. Now we see the next step, and that is just the human being. That is animal, that is human. What is an expression of the human and its etheric? I think I will not elaborate on it because most of you are familiar with the situation, and I cannot repeat all this. Etheric, astralic, ego as the forces. And now you see what is an expression of the typical human forces. Not just catabolism, that's right. But the difference, I can make this very shortly because that we have to quote it because we need it the next time. To walk erected, upright, the upright position, that is just the decisive. And I think you are familiar with all this upright position. This again is a condition for speaking. And the speaking, another expression of the human forces which are working, speaking and thinking. Of course, there are many other differentiations, but that is just the decisive, the upright position, the speaking and the thinking. They are correlated in this sequence. The first what the child does is up to make upright, to erect itself. That is the first. Then comes the speaking, and the third comes the thinking. And you learn the one from the other, step by step. Indeed, extremely rare we will find the opposite. The first, it is this erection, speaking, thinking. That is the way how it works. And whenever you have an expression of this, you see something is making an upright position. You see that is an expression of this, of the forces of the ego, of the spirit, not of the animality. They are completely different. The formative forces, they make cavities. Cavities means this. Typical, what is that? Just a caracol, a snail. The snail, that is the typical forces of the animality. You see, typical animal. But whenever you have something which is just straight on like that, or something, then you see that is not typical animal. You can have this, even you can have this in human beings, you can have this in animals, but you must see what it means. And that makes a difference, not only to say, you find this in animals, so that's typical animal. No, you can find this, and what is the substance? What type of substance is this, of course?
Calcium.
Calcium. You have calcium in the human body too, of course. That does not say very much. You must see the formative forces. And then you see, how can it be that the human being is just upright? We do it with the same things as the animals. We do it with muscles, we do it with the bones. When we would not have bones, we would be just like snails without this chalk. We would be like jellyfish. So, but what we do with it, the formative forces are different. And this you can see. How is it possible that we can be upright? Look our legs. How are they done? Look, our arms, as far as are we healthy, we can, the legs and the arms are absolute straight. They are this way that you can see that even this is calcium, like in the animals, but you see the general states, that is a very low animal, the snails and the conchae, what is the shells, that is typical expression of animality, the round shape. Or look at the shape, for instance, of the teeth. When you have animals, at home I have a collection of teeth of different animals. And what is the featuring shape of the teeth? When you see them, they always are like that. You can, for instance, in some, how do you say, the wild hogs, the wild pigs, the boars, sometimes they are so that they go up, and when this animal cannot use them in the right way, they are going into the skull, and they can penetrate the skull. That can happen. It's strange, but it can happen. Or even look the teeth of a dog, how they are. They are always of this shape here, especially here, the canini. They are always round. And you see, that is a typical expression, that is the cavity, that is this way, or that is calcium, and wherever you have this in the nature, you know that is calcium. In other words, it is not more like that the calcium uses, that makes the shape, like in the crystals. It is not more like that. Because you see, you can have different shells. They all have the same shape, but they are different. So it is not the calcium which makes the shape. It is the animal which uses the forces of calcium. But in a different way. The animal can influence the type, but it cannot overcome it. That's the decision. The animal can influence it, but not overcome. So, wherever you have in animal calcium, you have the round shapes. You have it in the teeth, you have it in the shells, you have it in the snails, wherever you find it, always this shape where it is round. Curvation, that is typical. And so the animal is exposed to the forces of the calcium. And it uses them but cannot overcome it. And that is why the teeth of the animals are just have this shape. And you can see them even when you have an elephant. The teeth, that is the second one, which is so big. What is the typical shape of this ivory? That's it. It is not straight. It is just round. Typical calcium. But not that the calcium does it. The animal does it. But the animal uses the forces as far as possible. It cannot overcome it. And now you see the human shape. You see the legs, they are straight. Even they are from calcium. And the tibia and whatever, any the bones are always straight. Anyway, that's calcium. But what does it mean? There must be something which overcomes the formative forces of the calcium, which is more than the animal, which the animal cannot handle. The animal is, you can say, it is too weak to overcome completely the forces of the calcium, which are always round or go in the curvation. The animal cannot overcome it completely, but man can do that. The man uses the forces of the calcium, but can dominate it completely. So the base is absolutely to be upright. And to overcome it, even if it is calcium. And how are the teeth of the human teeth? They never are like that. They are like that, you see? They are here, you have the root, so that is, they are straight. That means this tendency of the calcium, which belongs to the animality, is overcome by another force. And this other force belongs to this type, that it is straight on. That it means what is just in this direction. That is again the forces of the light. The light, this a beam of a light that is just straight on. These are again light forces, but completely of another type. These are not just light as it is light. We were speaking in the first part just how the light and how the formation of the light and the leaves and all this, that's how it works. But this belongs to another type of light. And even this you can follow into the details. Remember here we had the differentiation animal plant. What was the base? What was the base of the animal from the point of substances? That how that the light could enter the substance of the end of the plant? That was magnesium. Magnesium has to do with the light, no doubt about it. When you see light, you can ignite the magnesium and you see how the light comes out. So that is concentrated light. Magnesium can accept the light. It brings the light into the substance. That makes magnesium. But here, that is just the forces of the light itself, not full of light, only the formative forces. Magnesium does not have formative forces. It only intermediates between the light and the substance. When you study that, you can see it immediately, how that comes out the light. It's a pity that we cannot do that all this, otherwise I would have a suitcase full of instruments and I cannot afford that. So, but when you see that or ask somebody to ignite magnesium, then you see that it comes out even without a noise passing. Very, just like a jar when you pour out the water from this. It runs out, this light, because that goes into the substance. But here, that's completely another type of forces which are working in the light. We cannot elaborate all this into the details because we did it in the last 7 years. But for all of you who are familiar with this, this type of light is correlated to the forces of silica. Wherever you have this direction, it may be magnesium, but it can be silica too, because the silica belongs to the light too. What is silica in contrast to magnesium? Silica is quartz. Quartz is a crystal, but a special crystal. It is transparent. It is transparent, that it means it does not contain light, like the magnesium. Magnesium contains light. It's full of light. It brings the light in the substance. But this is transparent, the silica, the magnesium, the quartz. It is transparent. It is permeable for the formative forces of the life. And so the formative force of the life can work via the silica into the substance. But not that it is accepted, only that it gives a certain direction. In other words, this is an expression of the typical human forces. Why? Because the silica or the quartz itself has to do with cosmic forces, with the light forces. The silica itself, when you see it, you have a crystal of silica, you have a wie sagt man, Querschnitt, where you make a diameter through it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ah. You have this shape. Hexagonal. The hexagonal structure. That is typical for silica. And that is typical for light forces. Whenever you have the six, the number six, you have something with light. Always when you find this. And when you have this six, you may be sure that never you have this curvation, this round shape. Never. Wherever you find the six, you always have straight forces and always like light. Light, you cannot break can break the light, but you cannot bend the light. And that is this bending, that is just what is the round shape, that is calcium. And when you have something which is absolutely straight, you may be careful, that is quartz. Where can you find it? In the snow crystals, you have six, the forces of the six which are working in the snow crystals. And there's a book, I don't know whether it will be here available in the library, but it's a famous book, that there was a guy who did observe the snows since years and years, and he made photographs. And even in the medieval times, there was a man who did drawing, all of them. And there are not two snow types which are identical, but all are hexagonal, all of them. And even they are different. Now, why just? Today, you can make snow artificial, you know that. But that is not snow. That's the difference. You can use it for skiing, but it's absolutely different. See it, look by a microscope, and you will see immediately it has not this hexagonal structure. And when you make, you have ice, and look at the ice cube. Look at it with a microscope or with a magnifying glass. You never will find a hexagonal structure. It's another type of crystals. Why does it happen just when you have the real snow crystals? It's very simple. Because where are they? Again, Goethe, when you want to know something about the being, ask where it's coming from. Where are they coming from, the snow crystals? They fall down from the heaven. So the water is exposed to the forces of the heaven. That makes the snow crystals. When you have the water transformed into ice, it is not exposed to the forces of the cosmos. And so you have not the hexagonal structure. You have crystals, of course, but it's different. All this you can see and you can study that. Whenever you have six, that is an expression or a result of the light forces. Coming back to another point, when you have excuse me. When you have, you remember what we found out, chemistry, carbohydrate, what is carbohydrate? C6H12O6. For me it was always a problem when I started chemistry, that I said, why do these stupid people say C6H12O6? It is absolutely the same. I could see, I could write C1H2O1. That is the same. When I started chemistry. And that is a question which many people have. It is the same. And it is not the same. You can summarize it or to this. But by good reason, the chemists say it is C6. Of course, they cannot look into the substance and cannot see the six atoms. But everything what they show shows us this are six. The number six is working in the substance of the carbohydrates. Why is it not C5? Why not C4? C7? Now you are, that is a fact. You must write C6. That's by good reason that the chemists say that. They cannot say C5. You can do that. But then you don't have hexoses, then you have pentoses. They are existing too. But why? That is another question. Our topic is not biochemistry. In other words, I must be careful not to go in this way, because that is so fascinating for me. When the nature produced C5 and not C6, that's very exceptional. But when the exceptions are the interesting things, not the average. But anyway, to understand even the average, why all this is organized in C6? Why all the carbohydrates are C6? Now you know it why. What forces are working? What is the result of forces of light? It's the light. It's captured light, the carbohydrates. And therefore, you need C6, the regular forces of the light. And the light is coming from the sun and from the cosmos. And since ever the people knew, the symbol of the cosmos forever, for all times, was just this. That is the symbol of the cosmos, of the cosmic forces which come to the earth. They don't understand it. Even it's a symbol of Israel today, and they don't understand it anymore. What it means, that is just the cosmos coming on earth. That is six. That is the light. These are the light forces which are working now. And therefore, one the carbon gives the structure for the carbohydrates, and that is just the carbon can accept the light forces which are captured by the magnesium, so that you have the carbohydrates. But the structure is not given by the magnesium. The structure is given when you see one, what is the real in expression of this these forces on earth. Then you must see that is a quartz, that is a silica. The silica is a force which can overcome the calcium. Silica is stronger than calcium. Silica belongs to the human being and calcium belongs to the animality. And that is how that works. And then you can see how by the silica the cosmic forces, the light forces, are generally accepted. And the silica is, or the quartz is an expression of this hexagonal structure. That means, how can we do that? That we make our bones not round, that we make them straight. Now you need to see how we do that. By the forces of the quartz. And indeed, that is, you can find it in the bone as a structural element, the silica. But, of course, you have pounds of calcium, pounds of magnesium, pounds of carbonate in our bones, and a small amount of silica. And that was the reason why in the last centuries people didn't see at the silica. Only in the last, let's say, 10, 15 years, it has been detected what an importance has the silica just in the metabolism and for everything. And we are just on the beginning to understand it. What is the importance of the silica? We are in the beginning. And for the future, that will be full of surprises. Study it and you will see that's fascinating. There's a Russian guy who wrote a book, Voronkov, Silica and Life. It is available in Russian and German. I don't know whether it's translated in English. But when you study that, it is fascinating. But it was possible to write this book because now we have the possibility to make the analysis. 50 years ago, we didn't have the analysis. But even with, you see, that's why I explain that. You can say that without analysis.
Why? While most humans don't have horns, if you let your fingernails grow, they will show the same kind of calcium activity. But animals have straight bones too. And it's only that there's more characteristic appearance in animals in the claw and in the horn because they don't trim as close as humans try to. Where is it? I guess I'm wondering why, the silica forces are obviously active in the animals too, but they don't express themselves through an ego coming down or through the higher clarity.
That is just the difference. Of course you have silica in animals. Of course. You have everything in animals. But how it is used, that is the decisive. How they use it. And the animals don't use it for this purpose. Of course, when you have a femur, you say femur of an animal, that's straight. No doubt about it. But when you see the whole animal, that is just not straight. When you have My biggest success I always had with my drawings. That is. So, I warn you now and said, I must tell you what that shall be, what I'm drawing here. Otherwise you wouldn't recognize it. But that may be the rear part of a horse. And then you see how that, It goes like that about, yeah. You see, that is how it is. There's a tail, yes, you know how it works, about like that. But I don't dare to continue this. But you see, there is nothing, and compare this as a whole with the human shape that you see, that is the human. You can say that is the knee, and here's the femur, and here's the tibia, and so on. That is in the whole it is straight. And in the animals you will not find an animal where it is indeed in the whole straight.
Even the apes really have that gesture in the legs.
Just. Even the apes don't have it. So they don't use it. And that is one of the things which people don't understand in the right way. Because that is the first objection one can hear, but the animals have all this too. There is no differentiation. It is again, the man is a naked ape, etc. You know this problem. that the animal has it does say nothing. Very often I am confronted when I go to a family or so, and then I see maybe a wonderful piano. And I ask, you are playing piano here? No, nobody plays. So, you see? The same with the animals. They have it, but they don't use it. The piano does nothing. The piano is harmless until the pianist comes. So, that you find something anywhere, that says nothing. The decisive is what you do with it. So, in other words, to see the forces, who uses it, and there's no player in the animal, to use the quartz, to use the silica. And we as human beings, we use it. And that makes the difference. But that is only one point. Of course, silica as other substances, you can use it for different purposes. And that makes it. For instance, the animal uses the silica for the connecting tissue, for the cartilage, for the ligaments, for the ligaments. Therefore, they use it for building up the eye, the vitreous part of the eye. Therefore, also you need the silica, but not for the purpose to make an upright position. Or, to come to another detail, you can find it into the details. You see, here's the shape of a teeth of a animal. That is it, how it looks, like an elephant, like in a dog or whatever. All the arounds. And the human teeth are built like that. So, what makes it? That is calcium, of course, even in the human being, but it is used for another purpose. It is overcome the direction of the calcium. And that makes just that you can see, that is just how we can go into the details. When you have a deformation of the teeth, then you can give the child calcium as much as you want. Even Aufbaukalk, or what is Calgon from Veleda, it's excellent, but it's absolutely nonsense to give it for this purpose. What is lacking in this child? Silica. You see? You have to see for which purpose you use it. That's a lacking of silica, and not of calcium, and not of magnesium, and not of fluorine, and all this not. That is a matter of silica. That is the formative forces. And you see, but when the structure of the tooth itself is not right, then it's a matter of calcium, of magnesium, or when the structure of the surface of the enamel of the enamel, that's a matter of fluoride. So you can follow all the processes, you can follow exactly into the details, and you will find what they are an expression for.
Is there any significance to the plant that's upright, like horsetail, has a lot of silica?
Like Rosita? Good one.
Yeah.
Look at your
equisetum. You see in the horsetail equisetum, you see the silica. You even don't need an analysis. You see it, how it is, the structure. That is just here. Wherever I can continue here, look, this here. When I continue this, what is that? That is a horse tail when you look at it from up. So that's it. Or whenever you have maybe the protozoos, Radiolarium. When you have the radiolarium, did you say radiolarium? How do you pronounce it?
Diatom.
It's hopeless, yeah. When you see them, and you see in the microscope, that's full of this shape here, full of this. Only, and then you see immediately, as I started this morning, the substance makes the shape. These are lower animals, they cannot survive. They use it, but they are exposed to it. So they make this shape. But there are other animals, and when you have them, and you have, I made this for a couple of years when I was teaching. I had two examples. When you see them, you cannot see any difference. And you take a microscope, and these are the foraminifers. You say foraminifers. Foraminifers, yeah. Yeah, I will come to you that you teach me the these expressions and the pronunciation, yeah. When you have these foraminifers, then you see you have only this shape, and you see immediately that is calcium. So, again, here in this case, the substance makes the shape, but of course, you can say the differentiation, whether it is more like that or a little bit more in this, that is a matter of this animal. But the animal is more or less too weak to overcome the structure of the substance. So it is exposed to the substance calcium or silica. But the human being is strong enough to overcome these forces and use them in another way, for another purpose. So we are not the result of our substances, as we are trained to think since we start medicine. Magnesium does this and calcium does this. Forget about it. Magnesium and calcium do nothing. They are instruments. In the same way as a screwdriver does nothing. But when you don't have it, it's difficult to do something with it, without it. But the screwdriver doesn't make the repair. It's the man who does it. So it is not a proof to say, if I take away the screwdriver, then you see, nothing happens. Yeah. So that is a proof that the screwdriver indeed does it. Yeah. That is our type of thinking. Magnesium does this and silica does that. They do nothing. No substance does anything. They are instruments, just in expressions of this, what I try to elaborate. And so you can see, the magnesium is an expression, an instrument of the light. The silica too, but in a different way. And this I try to describe now, that the formative forces of the light, they are working via the silica. And that is what we have to study as a base, otherwise we will not understand what happens in the embryology when we come to this point. So that you see and what magnesium and calcium and how they are working. And finally you can see that always you have the structure when you have a human shape, this upright. And here in the animals you always have it in different directions. And not only that, the spinal cord is different for an animal and for a human. That's different too. It goes into the bones. But that does not mean that the human shape is only built by silica. And you see that the silica overcomes the force of the calcium. When you use it, or for the human being, the silica is stronger than calcium. Not for the animal, but for the human being. And that makes just that everything what we have is just upright, straight, except the head. We have it in us. We have the animality in us. We need it. Of course we need it. We need a soul, as the animal has a soul. We have an astral body, and some people have a very strong astral body, yeah. Yeah. You see that we have, and expression of the astralic forces in us is the calcium. And now you see, to complete this here, which is very simple, again, this may be the legs here, two legs, and then we have, opposite to the legs, we have just such a shape. And you can even see, of course, the head. You can see just here the skull. You have exactly this, what you have in the shells, in the snails. That is the round formation of the skull. And you can see, indeed, that is a different processes to produce this than the other bones. It's completely different because it has completely another shape. There's nothing straight on. Everything is closed. Here, that is it, closed. It's the typical, the snail, they are closed, they go inside, they close them, they separate them. That is typical for the structure of the animals. Any animal is closed to a certain region. That is why you find they are confined to a certain part where they live, and they never go outside this, and they are not interested what is outside that. Typical animal separation, calcium. And what is typical for the human being, not only to be upright, not only to speak and some people to think, that is typical, but not only this. What does it include, this, to going out straight on, to be unlimited? That's typical. Only the human being is unlimited. Indeed, the human being is full of possibilities. We can do anything. Animal is limited. Animal is specialized. But the human being is absolutely unlimited. And you find the most strange things which the people do. Sometimes one can ask himself, why do they do this? You know this, that I think it's more here than in Europe, that is just as a competition with the people to eat things which are not eatable, that they eat bicycles. Don't you know this, Father? Or did you hear it? Yeah. They cut it in small parts and eat it, and then they say, I ate in my life the whole bicycle.
Volkswagen.
Huh?
Volkswagen.
A Volkswagen. They eat a Volkswagen. Yeah, you see? That is you. But on the other hand, it is absolutely stupid to do that. But on the other hand, it is human. No animal would even have a trace of such an idea.
Except the goat.
Except the goat. You are absolutely right. Be careful when you have a goat. They eat your suits. And they eat... It happens all the time that they eat money and all this they eat. But why just the goats and not the sheep? Why the goats? They are more human. I must be careful not to speak on animals, because he knows the story. You know, I don't know, I forgot it. But that is fascinating, to study the difference in the animals, because indeed that is one of the eldest knowledge of the people, of the mankind, to see the difference, or to see this knowledge, that man is a comprehension of the whole animality. Or in other words, that any animal is a specialized part of the human being. That's the same, of course. So when you study an animal, you can study a typical human character. And that is why sometimes we call the people, he is like a bull, or like a goat, or like a goose. That is a real impression. That means the bull or the goat or the goose is dominating in this person. But we have them in us. And the goat is just the most intellectual animal. The most intellectual. And in this way, it is indeed typical human. And why do they do that? Or what I quoted last time, why do people go to the Mount Everest? What do they expect there? Snow and stones, that's all. Absolutely. But they do that. They fly to the moon. What do they expect there? Some stones, that's all. It was not a surprise for nobody. Yeah. Yeah. Coming back to the reality, that's it. It was, all this was just a joke. It was a gag to fly to the moon. Everything what they found, they did expect in advance. They did not find anything which they did not expect. That's right. But they did it. And in this way, it is typically human that they do something which never before somebody did do. So that is this type of the universality which belongs to the human being. And that is an expression of the forces of the silica and not calcium. This you can only do when you can handle the forces of the silica, not the calcium.
This question may lead into another realm, but I want to ask it anyway. You said if a child has deformed, or if somebody has deformed teeth, you don't give them calcium, you give them silica. Yes. But supposing he's not in a position to take up the silica in the right way, what good will it do?
Then you must give it in the right way.
Yeah. You just said it's not the substance, but it's the ability. If it's higher member,
yeah.
If it's higher being, it's not able to take up and use it.
That is why we use it in this case only in potentized way. And when you give silica as a substance, like a teaspoon of sand, that will not help. It's a lot of silica,
yeah.
But it will not help. So you must open it, and that is a way, for instance, by potentizing it. But just 1 second, if you agree that we can finish this. You see, the formation here in the head is absolutely different from the formation of any bones we have. And what forces are we using for the formation of the head? Now you see it. The forces of the calcium. They are absolutely different from the formation of any other bones. And now you remember what you did learn in anatomy. How is the formation of the bones of the head? It's absolutely different from the formation of the other bones. How are they built, the other bones? You have the first, a cartilage, and the cartilage is calcified. And it must be like that, because you cannot direct it anymore when it is finished. You cannot bend the bone. So the first is that the forces of the silica must work via the cartilage, and when it is made, then it can be calcified. But here in the head, you have the difference. You have no cartilage. That is a primary bone. I don't know how you use it. In Germany it's said Belegknochen.
Membranous.
That means they are not calcified cartilage. So you see until to the details that it is working and how it is working. And that we have to understand the facts. And now you can understand it. Why our head is round, why we have another production of bones and all this, and why we have the bones straight on and so on and so on. So we continue this tomorrow.